It's Monday, March 22nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The reopenings have begun. Two distributors come together to become the largest, and the hackers get a bit of payback. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft has begun reopening their headquarters. March 29th is the limited reopening of their offices in Redmond and Seattle. The company has outlined a six-stage reopening plan, of which this is stage four. According to data from Castle Systems, which operates security for thousands of buildings across the country, office occupancy is just 25% in 10 major cities across the country for the week of March 15th. The differences are due to coronavirus response measures, with Houston, Dallas, and Austin with the highest occupancy levels, while San Francisco and New York report the lowest. So, should you return to the office? Per a 2015 study of a workplace in China, teleworkers were 13% more productive and half as likely to get promoted. Now, why do we care? Unlike the rush to work from home, the move back to the office will happen at different paces on different timetables. The more important question is posed by the Axios article I pulled that study from. Should you? This will be the key question for employers and employees, and it's the reason we care. Those addressing the should or why of returning to the office, which will be including those more hybrid employees, will be the top performers. It's one thing to make sure the tech works. It's the more valuable service to ensure it's delivering well. Synnex and Tech Data are merging. Synnex and Tech Data will create the world's largest IT distributor through that merger, coming in nearly $10 billion larger than Ingram Micro, which had $47.2 billion in sales in 2019. The merger is expected to close in the second half of this year and generate $100 million of optimization and synergy benefits in the first year after closing, and some $200 million by the end of the second year. Now, why do we care? I wonder a bit if we do. In the world of IT services, we'll be going from the big four distributors to the big three. In markets, we often debate this idea of market consolidation. I've generally argued that for a market, it's only really consolidation when a handful of companies make up the majority of the players. For example, when talking about IT services companies, the M&A activity we see now for MSPs and even software vendors, it isn't consolidation because there are so many players. However, with a small handful of distributors in the market, this is my definition of consolidation. Nothing is different today from yesterday tactically, so let's not overblow the importance. Distribution is a particularly hard space, and a more mature one. Less players is likely not hugely impactful, but it's at least noteworthy. Let's update quickly on the SolarWinds and Active Directory / M365 compromise. The new name is courtesy of CISA, who has released a tool to detect signs of compromise within Microsoft 365 and Azure environments. Congress has given the Commerce, Energy, HHS, and EPA departments 10 days to answer key questions about the attacks on their networks. And in a feel-good turnaround story, a Swiss cybersecurity firm claims to have accessed servers used by one of the hacking groups involved in the breach. They indicate that hackers have continued their campaign throughout this month. Quoting Bloomberg, Podraft researchers said they were able to break into the hacker's computer infrastructure and review evidence of a massive campaign between August and March. Podraft said the hackers were an extremely well-organized cyber espionage group with four teams named 301, 302, 303, and 304 responsible for breaching their victims' computers. The hackers placed emphasis on targeting governments and large corporations, such as Fortune 500 enterprise companies, according to the report. Now, why do we care? Feels good to see them get breached back. Small victories, and likely more informative over time. While not something to care about instantly, this is more investigative progress. We'll continue to learn here. Today's reasons to care include being more accurate with the name description. We've already noted that the incident is larger than just SolarWinds. Giving it a more accurate name is important. Just speculating, will we move to naming like hurricanes? That could be telling. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow.